KPR-22 West Radio, the next wave of KPH. 22 West Radio is 22westmedia.com and 88.1 FM, KKJZ, HD3, Long Beach, Los Angeles. Welcome to The Horror Show. You're listening to The Dark Lady.
Pray to the only one who has the strength to bear the pain, to forgive all the things that I've done. Oh, girl, lead me into your darkness when this world is trying its hardest to leave me unimpressed. Just one caress.
Why, hello, darling. I've been waiting for you. Welcome to The Horror Show. My name is Kat Fontalea, and you're listening to The Dark Lady on 22 West Radio. It's September 26, 2017. Only 34 more days left until Halloween. And so many things to do, so little time. You have costumes to make, decorations to hang, bodies to bury. But if you didn't know already, it's always Halloween on The Dark Lady. This is a show where we talk about scary movies, werewolves, vampires, ghosts, all year long. And thank you so much for joining me for another sleepless hour. Tonight we're going to talk about goth music and the goth subculture. Now, I was never a goth, but I've always admired them. I love how they dress in all black and the way they do their makeup. They paint their face white and they do all this heavy black makeup on their eyes and their lips, and it's so bold and regal. Now, my music taste is all over the place, so, you know, but I do listen to some goth bands like Bauhaus and Nightwish, but I never was able to fully get into the goth culture, and there was a few reasons why. I've never tried to be goth because, well, when I was a kid, I was really painfully shy, so I didn't want to do anything that would bring attention to me. And if you're a goth, you will definitely stand out in a crowd. Second reason why I didn't become a goth was I was too lazy. If you dress like a goth every day you're fully committed to being a goth, it's going to take you a while to get dressed, to style your hair and do your makeup, especially your makeup. And I hardly ever wear it. Occasionally, I'll wear like some really dark purple lipstick at the drugstore, but that's about it. And the third and probably the most compelling reason why I never became a goth is because of this horrible sunny weather. It's always sunny in California, right? It's fall, but the weather is going to be around 80 degrees this week. And I know if I wore all black in broad daylight in Long Beach, I would probably die. So tonight on The Dark Lady, we're going to talk about the goth subculture. I'll also be playing goth music all hour long. So there's a lot of disagreements about where goth subculture began. But many people attribute the beginning of goth music is the release of Bela Lugosi's Dead by Bauhaus in 1979 in Britain. So don't touch that up. We'll be right back. Thank you.
goose is dead. The bats have left the bell tower. The victims have been bled red velvet lines. The black box, the little goose is dead. Thank you.
That was Bela Lugosi's Dead by Bauhaus. You're listening to The Dark Lady on 22 West Radio, and tonight we're just going to be playing goth music and talking a bit about the goth subculture. So, what is a goth? Well, goth today, as a modern movement, draws all things that are gothic. Goths find meaning and inspiration in gothic music, gothic art, and literature. Gothic music always talks about dark themes and the shadowy aspects of life, kind of like the song that you heard just now, Bela Lugosi's Dead. So there's a lot of arguments about where the goth subculture originated, but a lot of people believe that it began with the release of Bela Lugosi's Dead by Bauhaus in 1979. And there's just something mysterious and glamorous about Dracula. He's a creature that's from beyond the grave. You know, he's evil, a freak of nature, but still, there's something romantic and seductive about him. So a little bit more about the actor who played Dracula. His name was Bela Lugosi, and he was a Hungarian actor that played the iconic role of Dracula, which was released in 1931. And if you've seen the old black and white movie of Dracula, you can understand how he can be an inspiration or even an archetypal character of the goth movement. And the song, Bauhaus's song, Bela Lugosi's Dead, just helped further immortalize Dracula. You know, I know there's like a lot of sub categories with goth, and one of the categories is romantic, and another one is vampire goth. And those two kind of just emulate these vampire stories, like from Bram Stoker's Dracula. And it's just, you know, it's something like frightening about the vampire, yet like still like romantic and seductive, you know, like Dracula. So yeah, the song only helped further immortalize this iconic role. I have another Baha song for you, and it's called She's in Parties, and I absolutely love the song. It's just so sexy. I'll show you what I mean.
Silent wigs, all guys tumble on the cutting room floor.
expecting her reaction.
She's impossible.
Got a crazy craving for chicken?
Help Point Local and USU has you covered when you're crazy for chicken. Stop in and spice up your day with El Pollo Loco.
Beyond the Spectrum on KBeach Radio. Live every Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. with DJ Buttercuts and DJ Crudler. Beyond the Spectrum has been bringing the vibes for over 2 years now, so if you haven't already, make sure to join us on Fridays as we take you on a groovy journey through the world that is indie electronic music and open your ears with the songs we love. Spinning music that feels good. Beyond the Spectrum with DJ Buttercuts and DJ Crudler. Live on KBeach Radio every Friday from 2 to 4 p.m.
McCarthy. Go. Lost in the knocking.
Was Gothic Girl by the 69 Eyes from the heart of Cal State University Long Beach inside the University Student Union. We are 22 West Radio. Welcome back. You're listening to The Dark Lady, and tonight we're just playing some goth music and talking about the goth subculture. And now, the two musicians that are most often credited as the grandfather and grandmother of goth is Peter Murphy from Bauhaus, and Susie Sue from Susie and the Banshees. Now, Bauhaus released their first single in 1979, and Susie and the Banshees first formed in 1976 when they released their, and then they released their first single in 1978. And the statement that is often made Sue was the one who coined the term Gothic was when she mentioned that the new direction that the band was taking was gothic. So in Trance, the Susie and the Banshee story suggests that the music press, not Susie Sue, were the one who tagged Susie and the Banshees with the label gothic. So I have a song for you called Spellbound by Susie and the Banshees. Enjoy.
From the cradle bars comes a beckoning voice, the thing spinning. You have no choice.
That was Spellbound by Susie and the Banshees. You're listening to The Dark Lady on 22 West Radio. And today we're talking about goth music and the goth subculture. So the first generation of the gothic movement emerged in the UK around the late 70s and early 80s. It came from the punk movement, and then it kind of splintered off into its own thing. According to this essay called The History of the Gothic Subculture by Alicia Porter Smith, punk music was breathing its last breath as this gloomy introspective mutation gained momentum. Bands like The Damned, Bauhaus, and Susie and the Banshees characterize the first generation. These bands were called gothic later on, but most did not consider themselves gothic at the time. There is a great deal of uncertainty about who has coined the term gothic and how it got attached to this dark music. The British music press seems to be most responsible for making the label stick. In the early 1980s, the gothic movement thrived with bands like the Sisters of Mercy at the forefront. However, by the mid to late 80s, the movement was waning. In the 80s and early 90s, a new second generation of gothic bands emerged and breathed new life into the scene. They distinguished themselves by being the first to regularly call themselves gothic, and examples would include The Shroud, Rosetta Stone, and London After Midnight. This time period is when the U.S. goth movement grew significantly, and gothic became recognized as a distinct subculture. Through this period, the goth music and culture grew and branched out into various subsets, pushing the boundaries of what had previously been considered gothic. So recently, widespread mainstream interest in the gothic subculture is apparent. Many gothic cultural quirks have filtered into mainstream cultures, such as the interest in supernatural and dark aesthetics. And historically, a dark leaning is prevalent towards the end of the century. That leaning has been more pronounced due to the close of a millennium.
professional and located on the second floor of the USU. Electric Hair has all of your nail and hair needs covered. For an appointment, call 562-958-4522. That's 562-958-4522.
Hey, do you like movies and television? If you do, why don't you tune in to 22 West Radio at 10 a.m. on Tuesdays to listen to The Theater Lobby with your host, Victor Wright, and he'll tell you all about those movies and television that you love. See you then.
And we're back. You're listening to The Dark Lady on 22 West Radio. And tonight, we're talking about goth music and the goth subculture. So I told you a little bit about the first generation of goth culture. It is believed to have originated in the UK. And Susie Sue and Bauhaus were considered, I guess, the grandfather and grandmother of the goth movement. So the second generation. So now the second generation of the goth movement is somewhere around their mid to late 20s. And according to this essay from Smith, they usually become less interested in participating in the gothic social scene. Now, the third generation emerged in the late 90s to shape the future progress of the gothic movement. The third generation represents an explosion in the number of people referring to themselves as gothic. Many of them have learned about gothic culture because of the present widespread commercial availability. The huge popularity of shock rock act Marilyn Manson has thrown the spotlight onto the subculture. Marilyn Manson is far more similar to the heavy metal of Alice Cooper than the mysterious desolation of Bauhaus. Many goths wish to disassociate themselves from the younger, over-ardent followers of Manson, who seem to dress and act like him purely for the rebellious shock value. The term often used for these youths is, quote, spooky kids. First and second generation goths look suspiciously upon the new generation, doubting their authenticity and disliking the exposure they give to the subculture, which would prefer to remain underground. The new generation is not presently well received by the elders, but time may prove otherwise. It would be difficult to predict what the future holds for the gothic movement after over 20 years. It continues to change, grow, mutate, and adapt, making it one of the longest surviving youth subcultures in existence. Now, I watched this YouTuber. Her name is Black Friday, and she's a goth. You know, originally I thought she did makeup tutorials because I first started watching her makeup tutorials on how to do, you know, her goth makeup. And what I found out was that she's not primarily that. She's not primarily a makeup artist. She actually talks about her life. You know, she talks about just how life is for her living today as a modern goth woman, I guess. And she kind of like sheds like to the light like how people receive her, like, you know, just normal people, you know, who don't, you know, dress up and all of that. And, you know, she's just walking down with her selfie stick and her camera, and then there's kids screaming, like calling her a witch. And then she talks about how she would be kind of like picked out of a crowd whenever she goes to an event, and like the guards would like interrogate her and like search her things. She even talks about how she tried visiting Ireland one time. She flew over there from New Zealand, and I think they detained her. They detained her like at the airport or something, and then they sent her to prison for a few days, and then they deported her. So she's Black Friday. She's really like this kind of sweet, friendly, you know, positive person. You know, despite like how she looks like, she kind of looks like a vampire. You know, she has like red eye contacts and piercings and, you know, heavy makeup, and dresses in all black and all of that. Yet she's getting all this negativity just because, purely because of how she looks. And if you really want to get a sense of how, like, the goth culture is today, you should definitely check out It's Black Friday. But anyway, I remember her mentioning in one of her videos that she didn't believe that Marilyn Manson was goth. She said that he was very talented, and even though he was really talented, Marilyn Manson was mainstream, not goth. So I guess everyone has a different philosophy, because goth isn't just, you know, this one strict thing with a set of rules. I know that it branches out to different kind of categories. There's cyber goths, there's vampire goths, there's romantic, there's new goth, there's cyber goth. You know, if you just kind of dig in deeper, there's just so many, like, facets, like, to the subculture. It's really amazing. You know, I would want to talk to you all about it, but that would just, it would really, like, take me, like, hours actually, like, talking about this stuff. And But It's Black Friday is definitely worth to look at her videos, just to kind of, like see how the culture is. And it's really interesting. So, speaking of Marilyn Manson, I have a song for you from him. It's called Sweet Dreams. That was The Funeral Party by The Cure. Now that concludes another hour of The Dark Lady on 22 West Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Good night, everybody.